Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Hello, everybody. We are here for crowd favorite monthly review session. And guess what you guys get today? You get two monthly review sessions in one, because even though we are so organized and we tell you guys, check your data every month, and it's usually in that tone, we forgot. January slipped away and then February slipped away, and we just kept like putting it off and forgetting and getting distracted. So even we make mistakes, guys. This is a real thing. So my point by saying that is, even if it's the end of March and you haven't quite looked at the start of this quarter's results yet, that's okay. You can do it with us today. So if that's something you have been forgetting to do, you can go ahead and pause this and go get some paper and a calculator and pull up all of your places for you to collect your data and do this in real time with us. If you want the most recent monthly review, you want to scroll back to where we chatted in January about our December review, and that will kind of pick up where we left off from last year. But we're just going to get into it. So you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so we're looking at our business review, our monthly business review sheets that you can find inside the follow-through method. We have goals written down for January, so we're going to start there and basically ask ourselves, yes, no, did these goals happen? And then break down some other stuff. So one of our goals was to switch to a new email service provider. I don't want to talk about the entire breakdown of this just yet, because I want...
It's going to be a whole episode.
I want this to be a whole episode, yeah. So this is going to be a giant cliffhanger, because all I'm going to say is we switched and then we're switching again, props. So that's a check, but not a very happy check.
It's a not okay with it check mark.
Not okay with it check, but that is to be continued. So just, you know, tune in next week, possibly, for an episode about that. All right, our next goal was, I don't even know what I fucking meant by this. Oh, I do know now. Evaluate opt-in. And that was the opt-in for our Trello funnel.
Yeah.
The Trello shortcuts. Our goal, if you guys remember a couple episodes ago, we talked about our $15,000 mistake. And we're going to get into some more stats regarding this in just a second. But in that episode, we talked about one of the things we wanted to do was automate some more Trello sales. And part of that was running some Facebook ads. And one of those Facebook ads was leading to a specific opt-in. And so we wanted to evaluate how that opt-in was performing. Should it be a different opt-in or improved upon or whatever? So the answer is, it's a big old fat cross out, because we just scratched it all.
Also, the thing I told you earlier about Trello, I was lying to you. I'll explain.
Okay, thank you. The second thing on this list is another big fat cross out. We said do a video ad for a Trello funnel.
Oh yeah, we decided not to do that at all.
We decided not to. So it's not that it didn't get done. We decided not to do it. So cross out intentionally. Here's some more intentional did not do's. Social push to their revamped opt-in.
Nope.
Didn't do. Last one, go live about Trello.
Nope.
Didn't do it. All right. And then our overarching like monetary goal for that month was to get to $9,130 in Trello sales for the month of January. That's a nah, I'm assuming.
We made in January $73.95 in Trello sales. In February, we made.
Nope,
you don't want to know?
We're just in January.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We'll compare the two when we get to
cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger on there. This show is just going to be full of cliffhangers. All right. So those are all of our goals. We did one of them poorly.
Yeah. Here's the major thing I want to tell you. There was a snowstorm of things happening in our business in January.
It didn't snow that much in January.
No, it was a lot and a lot of changes and a lot of shifts. And it was all very simultaneous, which meant we were working diligently. But the things we had talked about in December just like evaporated out of thin air.
We were the analogy that Parker said today really hit me like, yeah, that is actually what we're doing. We are changing the wheel of the bus while we're driving it.
Yep.
And that has happened a lot. And so, and I don't say that in a negative way. It's just a fact. We talk a lot about in our program, the Strategy Academy, how when you get to a certain level of business where, okay, money's coming in, things are great. What can we do to make this bigger and better and automated and less stress and all those things? That stage of business, which is where we're at, is pivot fast, fail fast. Say yes to things, and when they're not working, cut them. And that's what we're doing. We're living and breathing that strategy.
Yeah.
And it's just happening like a lot more than it normally does.
Right.
So
no, for sure.
That's where we are. Okay. What did we accomplish in January? Can you remember that far back? Because I sure can't.
I don't remember much. The main thing I remember is that Andrea came on. And
I'm gonna put her name.
She ramped up to nearly full time in January.
Yep. And she's incredible. Okay. I just put her name in a smiley
face. That's really the only thing positive I have to say about January, other than we did hire someone to replace the mistake that we talked about in that other episode.
That's true.
So we hired our coach in January.
So we hired a coach. Yep. And that was in January, wasn't
yeah.
it? And that was another smiley face. And that is another cliffhanger because there will be a full episode on that as well. All right. I'm going to skip what we could have improved upon in January since I can barely remember what we did.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to get to some stats.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. The only ones I care about. Let's go to our Facebook group. How many people did we have in our Facebook group at the end of January?
Of course, that's the one I didn't pull up.
That's the one I forgot to tell you to pull up. My bad.
Well, ask me a different question while I'm pulling it.
Okay, iTunes.
Okay, iTunes. I think you will be pleasantly surprised.
I will?
Yeah.
Let me pull up December also.
Okay, so one episode average would be 3868.
Oh, wow. I am pleasantly surprised. We ended December at 3,258. It's a nice little uptick.
Nice little uptick. Okay. End of January. Can this tell me a date? Of course not. That would just be too easy. Okay. On the 31st of January, we had 18,055 members.
Wow. That was up from 16,914.
Wait, what?
Is that right?
Oh, no.
Did you just lie to me?
That's how many members we have today.
Oh, good Lord.
Okay.
All right.
January 31st. Oh, it didn't change as much as I thought. 17,257. 257.
Oh, okay.
And
257.
Then,
all right.
We're not doing February yet.
No, and I also lied to you. I read you our email number.
We're both so good at this.
Have we done this before? Our Facebook group at the end of December was 6. No, I did not lie. 16,914. What did I say? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Roughly 17,000 at the end of December and about 17.2 at the end of January. So sure, fine, whatever. Okay, is there a way to check email?
I don't think so.
Not even on
ConvertKit. Everybody. Unless you looked at like an email that was sent. Okay.
Do that.
That's going to take me a minute.
Because we were still sending for a while.
Yeah. I can probably come up with something.
Yeah. You can just make up a number. All right.
This is what happens when you wait 3 months to do
this. Yeah, this is why you should not. So after this, I'd like our Facebook page.
Okay. So our page, does it go back that far? Yes. Okay. Our page was 11,930. And our last email that I can see went out on January 25th to 17,681 people.
All right. That was up about 200 from the month before. So sure, whatever.
Well, and we had more people even a few days prior, but we got 300 unsubscribes in a matter of 3 days that week.
You know, no big deal. All right, moving on from that. Do you want to do website analytics and then
yes,
students?
Yes, ma'am. Okie dokie. Custom traffic. This, I am so thankful that they don't have 30 days rolling anymore in Squarespace. All right. Which one do you want first?
Visits.
Visits. 25,791.
Wow. Page views?
50,196.
Are these accurate? Can you just double check your window?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
They're drastically higher than end of December. So.
Oh.
Like way higher.
Huh.
50 what?
196.
Okay.
Let me make sure.
Audience.
Let me make sure it's the right year. Yeah. Yeah. We're good. 29,861.
Okay. So our visits at the end of December were 19. Well, basically 20K. And we're up at almost 26K. Our page views at the end of December were 37.5. End of January was 50.
Yeah. So I think what happened is everyone was lazy in December. That's my suggestion. I think everybody.
What do you mean?
I think
by
they all
that?
Took the holiday. Didn't read a blog.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, sure, maybe.
I don't know. That's my only explanation. Because we didn't do anything different.
We didn't do anything. Can you do custom in Pinterest? Custom date frames? If not,
I'm
then
not
don't
sure
worry
I
about
can,
it.
But let's see. This one might just be a rolling number, so we might only be able to.
If it's rolling, then I won't do it until
next month. Yeah. Yeah.
Next month.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, it's rolling. It's a rolling 30 days. So we're just going to have to do that for her.
Is Instagram rolling as well?
Yeah, I don't think I can tell that either.
Okay. So students.
Okay, students.
I want all and then paid, please. Let me make a PSA to Teachable. If you are listening, your statistics need to be better.
They need to be better. Signed up before. Oh, maybe.
Oh, are they doing it in real time? Real time updates. Teachable's like, I hear you, God.
Signed up before. Okay. So unpaid, wait for it, is 75.32. Paid. They added so many more filter options. Huh.
Maybe they are listening.
Huh. Update. There's no enter button, which is frustrating to me. Are you kidding me? One. Okay, here we go. 2998.
All right, so we ended December is about a 450 increase on all of our students. And a 200 increase on our paid students.
I ain't mad about that.
All right. Can you give me end of January sales in Teachable?
In just Teachable, our sales were 25,252. And overall sales, because I can do that now, is 29,014.
Okay. Right. Got it. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So those are the stats for January. Cool.
Did we even set a financial goal for January?
No.
Okay.
No, we only set a monthly Trello financial goal.
Ah, which we did not meet.
That we did not meet. So,
All right.
February. We set no goals for February.
Of course we didn't.
So, did we accomplish anything in February that we deem noteworthy?
Yes. We
did a live launch with the new funnel setup for Strategy Academy.
Live launch with new SA funnel. Cool.
That's the only noteworthy thing. I mean, we built the funnel. I mean, that's noteworthy. Wrote the words. I think that's all you did in February.
We did our jobs. Yeah, all I did was write and build and write and build. All right, that's fine.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
Now, stats for February, wherever you want to start. Start at sales. I like that at the end.
No, I'll make it a little more interesting than that. So our February downloads are a little less, but notice they're also 3 days less in the month. So,
good catch.
This would be 3670.
Okay.
And then Pinterest, we'll do repins.
Well, are you going to do Pinterest because we're in March?
No.
It's not going to be accurate.
It's not even going to be close.
Uh-uh. Okay.
Moving.
So skip Pinterest and Instagram again.
All right. Now I'm going to do traffic. What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Listen to me.
What? At first I thought you were talking to me.
Nope.
And I said, I'm opening a cough drop.
Okay. Visits.
Mm-hmm.
22,766. Page views went down 4% and it's 43,173. And our visitors are down almost 15% at 25,620.
People's website behaviors are very confusing to me.
100%.
All right. Facebook page?
Facebook page, 12,629.
Okay. Group?
Group, 17,579.
All right. So that went up about 300. And our Facebook page went up about 700.
Okay.
All right. Let me try to get, I'm going to go to our new email service provider.
We are not going
to
name at this point in time.
We're not going to name just yet. Like, we will tell you guys. Don't worry.
Also, for the record, do not move. If you are in ConvertKit, do not move.
Talk to us first.
I don't know how broadcasts work.
Okay, here we go. This is in February 19,681.
That went up.
So, yeah, that was an uptick of about 2,000. That's really creepy. So you told me our last email in January was 17,681, and I'm telling you our last email in February was 19,681. Someone's lying. I don't think that's 100% accurate. I'm going to say that's about 87% accurate. So
I think we need to look up what 681 means.
Someone tell us when you're into numbers, those of you, tell us. Okay, students, all paid.
All paid. This is paid is 3,084.
Okay.
And all students at the end of February is 7,849.
Okay, so our all went up about 250, and our paid only went up about 100. So half as high as it went up in January. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Give me our Trello sales for February, please.
You're going to be like, why did you lie so much to me earlier today? Our Trello sales for February were $2,523. When I told you they were more in February, I was looking at the total for the year, which is not true.
Okay. Give me our total teachable sales in February.
Our total teachable sales in February, 29,851. And because we just met with Parker, I have real numbers, and our total sales were 39,146.
So why the big difference, Abby?
Well, I can tell you one thing. We launched a $2,000 program and got people.
I'm saying, why is there a $10,000 difference between our teachable sales and our total?
Well, 3,600 of it was affiliate income, and 3,000 of it was sponsorship for the podcast.
Where's the other 4,000?
Well, someone spent a whole $94 on our Mega Challenge swipe files.
Hey, that's like three sales.
But I don't know other than that. Legit don't know.
Okay. What did we learn about our January and February sales compared to last year's today?
Well, what's pretty flipping cool is January of last year, we made 10,000. We tripled that in January. And in February, we made another 10,000. And we quadrupled that in February. So we're off to a rather good start, even though it still feels slow for Emily and I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been in this new zone of having to wrap our head around the idea of it feels different to double from 100,000 to 200,000 than it is to double from 500,000 to 1,000,000 or 400 to 800 or whatever. And I sound like a fucking asshole saying that.
It's very different.
To double it. It's just, it's different. And every single time you're at a different phase in business, the things that you are doing to make your first six figures will not be the things that you will have to do to be consistent with six figures. those will not be the things that you will have to do to make half a million. What you did to make half a million will not be what you do to make a million, and on and on and on and on and on. And I have never believed that more than I do today. So there's that. All right. Do you want to set some goals? No. How are we going to do March? Are we setting goals for March? It's March 21st. I think we just need to get data for March in 10 days and make it accurate and then start fresh for quarter two. Let's talk about our Q1 goals and where we're at with that. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you guys remember, we started applying good, better, best goals to our quarterly financial milestones that we wanted to meet. And we decided that, okay, there's going to be one core thing that we're going to put our focus on to reach those financial goals. And so we're going to break those down into steps. And then basically, based on us reaching that goal or those goals, that will kind of affect the rest of the year for us. So our Q1 goal, our good goal, now this is in regards to Trello, average Trello sales, which is no longer our focus, okay? Let me remind you. But our good goal, average sales per month for January, February, and March, $7,150. Where do we stand? Average it. Here, tell me numbers and I can.
I got it. It's cool. Okay. I'm halfway done.
I do know how to find the average. I do know that math.
So we're at $49.59, not including March.
Sure. And I will obviously won't write down our number until we have 10 more days, because we have 10 more days left in March. We will not meet our good goal. I'm just going to tell you guys that right now. But that's okay, because it literally stopped being our focus about 2 weeks into January.
Yeah, and we never revamped our quarter
one. We did not revamp it. Mm-mm. So the breakdown of steps, of course, involved Trello stuff. Developing a video for Trello, switching over to a new email service provider, a better opt-in, a better funnel, A/B testing some follow-up sequence, Trello lives, and social push to opt-in. We are going to have to revamp this in 10 days because our quarter two goal is a funnel for the follow-through method,
which is no longer a goal.
It's not a goal for quarter two. I don't know if it's a goal forever, but it's not a goal for quarter two. So basically what this tells me is our next meeting in March is going to be long, longer than normal, because we're going to be looking at Q1 and how that's affecting the rest of the year. It's going to be re-updating our good, better, best on what we're actually focusing on in our business, and then reassigning these breakdowns of how we're going to get there. And so we share this with you because so many of you get married to, but I set this as a goal and this is what I said I was going to do, and you don't pivot and you don't tweak and you don't cut it when it's showing you that it's not working. Ours was very clearly showing us that it wasn't working. Well,
and it wasn't that it wasn't working. Let's be clear. Like, we still made $7,300 from Trello in January. But ultimately, we could get to where we wanted to go faster by focusing on Strategy Academy first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I literally took an outside perspective to get us on board with that thought pattern and that train. And so I don't think if we had had our coach kind of steering us in that direction, I think we would have continued down this path. But we pivoted quickly and we are sticking with it, and we are editing and trying new things. And I'm not upset about it at all. Like, in the past, it would have really bugged me that, like, we totally changed direction and didn't edit our goals. But I think this goes back to something we were talking about Jessica Ely with when she was here in Kansas City. And you guys have probably heard of fight or flight when in regards to fear. Well, there's actually more to that story. There's flight, fight, freeze, and freedom. And we'll definitely have Jessica on the podcast to explain what that is and what that means. But what this is telling me is we're transitioning
as humans, not just as businesses. So like the business is going through a change, but Emily and I are also going through a big personal shift right now. And it means that we're less tied to crossing things off lists. And just for the sake of crossing them off, because you can't say it's broken if year over year we tripled and then quadrupled. Like, no, it's not broken. We're just changing.
Yep. And I 100% said it, I would have said it wasn't working prior to seeing that year to year data.
You would have? Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. I felt like January was a huge waste of time. And I wish I could have like crossed it out and been like, can I get a do-over? But we fucking tripled.
Yeah.
I will take that any day.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's this different perspective of, we've talked about this a little bit, but how we've been used to 10Xing results, 11Xing results, and launching in a way that provides those 10X results, which, spoiler alert, is exhausting and stressful and takes a lot of time.
And not sustainable.
And not sustainable because of all the things I just said. And so we're creating new habits of a new way of doing business and a new way of selling that isn't as stressful, but also doesn't showcase 10X results. But you know what it does show is 5X results, 4X results. And that's nothing to complain about. And so when you look at it in that realm, I feel like you can give yourself a lot more credit. And that's definitely what we need to be doing. We need to be kinder to ourselves and prouder of ourselves for what we have been able to do and continue to do. And it doesn't have to always be at this rocket pace, because that's not sustainable or possible.
And the funny thing is like, we are still set out to double our business overall, but Emily and I continue to work less, take more off our plate, delegate more, like breathe a little more, spend more time with our family, and
work out.
There is no way we could have maintained the craziness that was the last 2 years.
Nope.
So give yourself some grace. Like, if you're in a season where you just need to chill out a little bit and coast a little bit, there is nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm.
Do that, boo.
We feel ya.
Yeah. Sorry this wasn't as data-driven and concise as it normally has been. We will be recording a March review at an appropriate time to give you real-life data and goals. But appreciate you for giving this one a listen. I hope it gives you some insight into stuff you could be tracking and keeping tabs on in your own business. And we will chat with you later.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.